Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
June 3rd is Trinity Sunday. Some Catholic theologians are now arguing that only because God is triune is it possible for God to relate to us. A God who was one person, they said, would not be capable of relationships. But precisely there, because there are internal relationships, is God able to have external relationships too? It's kind of a neat idea, but I must leave it to others how it stands up to theological analysis. It does make the revelation of the Trinity seem reasonable. Why else should God stun us with this baffling, dazzling notion other than to show us that God could love all beings as even he loves himself? Our God is not an isolated entity. Rather, he is a network of relationships, and hence all human networks are actually or potentially graceful. Once upon a time, a group of three young mothers lived on the same street, and they agreed to pool their time and resources so they could help each other take care of their kids and at the same time provide one another with little free time. It worked fine. The kids liked it. The fathers liked it. Anything to escape from the demands of childbearing. And most important, the women liked it. They discovered in practice what they had heard so often in theory. It is easier to do things as members of a community than as isolated individuals. They bragged to their friends on other streets about how well the little community worked and how everyone should try to imitate them. But then, one of the women began to tally up the hours she gave the community in effort and concluded that she was giving more time than the other two. They added up their own hours and concluded just the opposite. Indeed, they accused the first woman of making up numbers so she could escape her fair share. Since they all had studied economics in college, they began to shout, "Free rider, free rider," at one another. Soon they were not speaking to one another. The community collapsed under the pressures of success, resentment, and envy in that order. "See, we told you so," said the neighbors. Later on, none of the three could figure out what went wrong.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.